You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
The Broncos aren't in the Super Bowl, but that doesn't mean they're not hoping for a big weekend here in Houston. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me on Mason's Mailbag, the video edition. And the reason why it might be a big weekend is the primary subject of the questions this week, the Hall of Fame. John Lynch and Terrell Davis are finalists. We'll find out on Saturday if they're going to be in the 2017 class or not. First question up from Randall Thompson. What is the real problem regarding the Broncos having few Hall of Famers? How can it be fixed? Well, it'll be remedied a little bit over the next few years. If John Lynch and Terrell Davis don't get in on Saturday, I still think they're going to be in at some point. And then you get to 2018, 2019, 2020. You're talking about, and beyond, talking about Champ Bailey getting in the Hall of Fame. He's a surefire guy. Peyton Manning, he's a surefire Hall of Famer. So it's going to get better. You obviously hope that Pat Bowlen gets in. I think he's going to be a strong candidate from the Contributors Committee. Once again, there's one contributor spot for the 2018 class, two contributor spots for the 2019 class. So I think Pat Bowlen is in good shape to get one of those spots, and then it's just a matter of going through the process when the entire selection committee meets the day before each year's Super Bowl. So it's going to get better. That being said, if you get Pat Bowlen, Champ Bailey, Peyton Manning, John Lynch, Terrell Davis all in, the Broncos are still relatively underrepresented for a team that has won three Super Bowls. There's a ways to go, and we'll get into some of those guys who could and should be Hall of Fame candidates beyond those in the next question. Moving on to the next question from Harold Jackson. Steve Atwater and John Lynch were finalists. Of course, Atwater, a finalist last year. Other Broncos were not. Which ones should at least be finalists, if not Hall of Famers? Well, of course, then you have Terrell Davis. He's a perennial finalist. This is his third time. But Steve Atwater, you want to get him back in the room at some point, finalist last year. I think if John Lynch can get in, then I think maybe you'll see Atwater break back through. Of course, you've got Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu coming up. That's going to hurt his candidacy. But then you go beyond that. Look at some guys who were semifinalists. Take Carl Mecklenburg, for instance. I think he has a very viable case. The problem with Carl Mecklenburg is that he's relatively unclassifiable. I mean, he literally had games as a player where he would line up at all seven spots in the front seven. That makes it tough to really gauge his case because he doesn't have an overwhelming amount of numbers, certainly relative to other players. But he is a unique player with a unique skill set. He probably will have to wait until he goes to the seniors committee. He's eligible for that starting in 2020 when he's more than 25 years from being retired. Another guy who could be on the seniors committee list at some point, Louis Wright, great cornerback back in the 70s and 80s, member of the Orange Crush. He hasn't gotten his due. Randy Gradishar, another guy that should get his due at some point but hasn't. He was a finalist back in 08. He's had some seniors committee discussion, but it hasn't materialized in a nomination. You hope that he comes out of the seniors committee at some point. And then also Dan Reeves, and we don't talk about him a lot, but we should. Four Super Bowl appearances, three with Denver, one with Atlanta. So take a look at two other coaches who had four Super Bowl appearances without a win. Bud Grant, Marv Levy. They're both in the Hall of Fame. Why isn't Dan Reeves in the Hall of Fame? Why has he not even been a finalist? That's where you start thinking, okay, maybe there's something up, you know, with a bias perhaps. I don't know. But certainly it's frustrating. And that, when you look at Dan Reeves and you look at the fact that Bud Grant and Marv Levy are in the Hall of Fame, you can understand the frustration. Broncos, I think, are going to get more in, and more will be considered, but they've got a ways to go. I think the Hall of Fame selection committee needs to do a better job honoring Broncos. Thanks for the questions. If you want to on next week's mailbag, go denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.